investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer. It's coming to your mobile phone via text. And with this, you can set up everything you've got going on during the day. But what sets them apart, what makes them different, is what they're going to do based entirely on your locale, without you prompting it to do so. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I've been waiting to hear the wailings of the anti-gunners. Yesterday, we went on the air, and before I saw the news cycle or anything, we had another rampage shooter, this time in Georgia at the FedEx warehouse, and I was fully expecting the anti-gunners to come out and say, you see, because, you know, they just passed through the guns everywhere's laws. But there was an ever so slight problem with that. You see, apparently at FedEx it's a gun-free zone. And even though it does not carry force of Georgia law, it does carry force of FedEx policy. So anybody in that works at FedEx that were to be caught carrying a gun probably loses their job. The other thing that has not, the other part of it is also interesting, because I think a rampage shooting is a rampage shooting. But he's another one of these guys that's gone out there and taken Biden's advice. Just get a shotgun. And he went and got a shotgun, and he shot people, six people, three critically. And and this is not getting as much press as that L.A. Clippers owner for something he said in private. Right now, they're having a whole lot of fun doing the Paula Deen routine on this cat that, you know, owns an NBA basketball team. I guess owning an NBA basketball team is more important than six people getting shot. It's more important than the gun-free zone that exists in the pro-gun state. Being a perfect, you know, object lesson as to what gun-free zones really do. No, that's more important. In FedEx, you know, nobody had anything to... The only reason that spree shooting stopped is because he shot himself. The spree shooting came to an end when he shot himself. According to ABC News, I always get those mixed up in my head, more than 100 federal and local Officers arrived at the sprawling FedEx hub and surrounded the building, but shortly after, before 9 a.m., police said the man suspected of carrying out the shooting was dead. The alleged gunman was described only as a FedEx employee who has a package. He was a package handler. As far as I know, he worked at this location, the officer said. What were the federal officers doing responding to? I mean, this is just, you know, it's in Kennesaw, the original pro-gun area of Georgia. Why were the federal officers there? Now, I know Kennesaw's, you know, in a fairly close proximity to Atlanta. And Atlanta being a big city, you know, they might have certain federal response assets in place in the event of a terrorist attack. But why would they respond to a local shooting at a local business or, you know, a national business with a local hub? Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Morning.
You
just stole my thunder, but I was just calling in to accentuate the fact that this occurred in Kennesaw, which is, you know, known for being one of, you know, the first town that had the mandatory gun ownership policy and, you know, local law, and that the crime, it's always cited for the crime rate going down. I know there's at least one other city in Georgia that also adopted that policy sometime last year, I think it was.
I don't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, not me neither, but I just remember that there was at least one other town that followed suit. And I was also, you know, going to make the point, yeah, that, yeah, the FedEx was a gun-free zone. So interestingly enough, you know, when you're doing your theorizing about, Manchurian candidates and foreign supremacy types and stuff, you know, it's awfully ironic that this occurred, you know, in a gun-free zone within a mandatory gun zone.
Right.
You
know, I'm sort of at a loss. There's two things that bother me about this. One, because where's the media on this? This is those six people that got shot is just as horrific. It was just as terrifying for them as it was for those children in Sandy Hook. Where's the media on this one? Why aren't they covering this one?
They're too busy going after aged, landed white men trying to fomate race baiting and, you know, foment race tensions, to doing that right now. You know, we got all our attention on Clive and Bundy and Donald Sterling. Two very different guys, but what they have in common, they're old, they're white, they're landed, and they were baited into making remarks that could be construed as being racist.
But what about the shootings, Glenn? I don't understand about the shootings. Yeah, I understand about it. I get it. If there's anybody that, and probably not anybody listening here, but I would imagine that every time they do something like this, every time they gerrymander the news, for me, that's another nail in their coffin.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I think it's a numbers game for them because, ultimately, like people know, but I think they're banking on the idea that not enough people will know soon enough to make it, you know, the ultimate difference, you know, or that time is on their side or that numbers are on their side. Look at the Clive and Bundy situation. I mean, you know, there was a report on the news that, like, from somebody that, you know, reconnaissance aircraft went over last night and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they can go over and just assess the situation. The people there, it's hard to keep up a presence of enough people there to be a deterrent. People are going to have to leave unless they can rotate in fresh horses, you know, to take up the places where the other people have gone home. You know, eventually they can be waited out. Meanwhile, our tax money is paying for, you know, the troops and police and BLM people and stuff that are going against them. So they have us paying for their efforts, and all the efforts of those who are trying to stave them off are volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And I hear various people talk about the firepower issue in that situation, if anything came of it. And I hate to say it. I mean, having, you know, just thinking from my background, thinking about my Air Force ROTC days and the ascendancy of air power and Billy Mitchell and all of a sudden, they do have the helicopters and the drones and you know, the tactical air supremacy, you know, air superiority advantage, you know. You know, if it comes to blows. And it's interesting, the situation with Clive and Bundy isn't really like Ruby Ridge. It's not like Waco. It's more akin to Kent State because of all the public eyes on the situation.
Right, right.
And but then there's also an armed group, which makes it more like Lexington Green than Kent State.
Yeah, an armed opposition, yes, sir. All right, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. John, hang on. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
The low rider. The low rider gets a little higher.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. On to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, first of all, I appreciate you letting me call in so much, so thank you. You know,
John, you never ask my permission. I just take them as they come.
Well, just tell me no, and I'll keep calling anyway.
Okay, that's what, you know. You know, it's talk radio, John. It's talk radio.
All right, here's the thing. When you look at these coincidences that have been happening, you know, the Navy shipyard shooting, the Madrid bus bombing, the London tube bombing, 9/11, the lady that got chased around in D.C. last year and was shot in her car, During all these times, there were drills going on, and it just so happened that the drill went live. So my first intention or my first inclination is to ask myself, I wonder if they were exercising this, you know, if this was an exercise that was ongoing, and lo and behold, it happened to go live. With the Navy shipyard shooting, the police chief or whoever was involved out there actually said, we just trained for this exact scenario like 2 weeks ago. The LAX shooting in the airport, you know, I watched a TMZ video on YouTube about it, and while this shooting's going on, the guy's got a camera, he's taping it calmly. Bill walks out of the airport, no stress in his voice, and says to someone standing there, I got really good footage of that, in a calm voice, which tells me that, first of all, what are the odds that someone from TMZ would be in the airport in the exact location of the shooting? That's in and of itself miraculous. And then would walk out calmly and tell someone standing outside the door, hey, bud, I got some really good footage of that. Unless these things are actually planned to instill fear in the American people. So I've got to wonder, this shooting at the FedEx plant or the FedEx distribution center, was it an exercise? Was it a big act to impose fear and to tell the American people, look, even in Kennesaw, Georgia, you're not safe? Well, you're not safe in Memphis, Tennessee either, where their hub is actually headquartered.
Well, one thing it does show, if that was their intention, it sort of blows back in their face, because it was a gun-free zone surrounded by a gun-rich environment.
Well, it's just, to me, it's amazing that these things go on. They admit it. There was an exercise going on in D.C. when the lady was chased around by the D.C. cops and was shot in her car.
Well, you know, she was trying to ram them.
Well, unless she's just following a script, and maybe she's alive and well and doing fine in Costa Rica. I don't know. I know that the media lies to us.
Oh, of course they do.
You know, so it's to the point, Bill, where, hey, you can't believe your lying eyes. It's like when you're in the military, I'm sure your drill instructor probably told you, like mine did in the Air Force.
Yeah.
He said, John, he didn't call me John, you know, airman. If you'll believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see, you'll get along just fine.
Yeah.
Well, 40 years later, I'm going, wow, that was a pretty straight shooting tech sergeant. He was straight up and he was telling me, I'll be fine if I just don't believe anything I hear and only half of what I see. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm not even believing half of what I see, because they're able to manipulate and indoctrinate and, you know, just hypnotize and mesmerize through the media. It's like Bernice said, you know, if we understand what makes people think, is it not possible to manipulate the masses according to our will without their knowing it? And Bill, they're doing it.
Okay. I am more than willing to admit this idea of these Manchurian candidate types is it's a very good possibility. But at the same time, while I keep my mind open about that, at the same time, initially, in an incident like this, that could be a production of the federal government. In an incident like this, in a production of the federal government, primarily, I'm just, my primary interest is just to turn it on its ear and just, you know, show the invalidity of a whole lot of the things they might come out and say. The fact that they aren't covering it on the anti-gun side, the fact the mainstream media did not descend upon them like a plague of locusts over this, sort of is an indicator to me that they're not really, you know, after Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, when it was established he didn't use an AR-15, which wouldn't exist on a naval post. When you were in the Air Force, did you have any AR-15s there?
Had what they call M-16s.
Yeah,
you know,
real assault rifles, yeah. When that was established, then the press went away. We're still examining Sandy Hook. Everybody's still reacting to Sandy Hook today on the anti-gun side, but What about the D.C. Naval Yard? Well, it was a gun-free zone. Guy got in there with a gun. He punched through the weak points that everybody's pointed out before, and he didn't use an AR-15. There's no news there.
Well,
tell that to the people he killed.
What would be interesting to me, Bill? We've heard that this guy was an employee of FedEx.
Right.
What we haven't heard is he former military. Did he serve in Iraq or Afghanistan? Had he arrived at a military hospital, maybe on a psych ward prior to discharge?
See, that'll be the next thing.
Was he on Selazine or Thorazine? And the reason I'm asking that is I have a friend that was in the Vietnam War, and when he came home, he actually volunteered in the Army and was given LSD back during all these things that we say weren't going on and was never the same. It is about these deep, dark manipulations with the Air Force actually talking about chemical weapons now, and it sounds absurd, that would cause opposing troops to become homosexuals, and that they'd have so much sex on their mind with their fellow comrades that they wouldn't be able to fight a war.
Okay. Pull back here. Let's stay focused, John. You're normally very focused. Let's not worry about that right now. Okay.
Well, okay, look, what I'm saying is it's not beyond the realm of possibility for the military to be using people, whether you want to call them Manchurian candidates, whether you want to call them programmed. It's very easy to do. We see people that, you know, it's like the complex where you're in love with your captor, you know, the Stockholm syndrome. And when you're in the military, my drill instructor could have told me to jump out the second floor window. And at one point, when I was in training, I'd have said, yes, sir, how far do you want me to jump?
Well,
it would have too.
As far as this particular incident is concerned, the thing I'm waiting to see, like you said, is was he a military veteran? Did he see time, you know? How old was he, you know, if he was in his 60s? Well, he could have been a Vietnam vet. If he was in his 30s, well, maybe he was in the sandbox. I want to see if he was on treatment for PTSD or something else, because that would be something I could see them manufacturing to a degree or capitalizing on to a very high degree, because one of the things they definitely want to do, John, is disarm every veteran in the United States. Because who are the ones that actually believe the oath they take? Well, it's not the mayors, it's not the Congress people, it's not the president, it's not anybody in federal service in most state and local governments. It's the military. And who's the most passionate about it after they've spent their time, whether it was my time, like, you know, 7 years or a career in it, who's the most passionate about it? It's the veterans.
Especially when you come home and see the country that you left gone. And
pretty
you
much.
See that you were gone to protect, supposedly, from a foreign enemy being destroyed by the people that we've elected to govern us, to control us, which is what govern means. Government means to control the mind, and we've got people trying to control our minds, and if you got good government, that's fine. If you got bad government, that's bad.
Yeah, it is.
You got to do something about it.
We're working on it, John. It's a work in progress. Thanks for the call. Don't worry about calling. Just call. Thanks for the call. Stay safe. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
different industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Anthony Calandro. He's one of the hosts of Gun for Hire Radio in New Jersey. This is going to be an interesting viewpoint from a man. He's also an instructor. He owns a range, a gun shop, some other things. And that'll be interesting. And then coming from BearingArms.com, we're going to talk to Bob Owens, because Bob Owens has been involved in two things that I'm just very curious about, and I'll let him explain that when he comes on. At the Washington Post, there is a guy, if you've never read his stuff, his name is E.J. Dionne, and he is their designated panty waist. He is worried again. This time about the gun supremacists down in Georgia, where the people are stark raving mad and the laws are unique. I don't know why. They're apparently law-abiding. Six of them went into the FedEx place and paid attention to the without weight of law sign and didn't carry a gun in there. Yesterday, EJ, he wrote, "You might have thought that since the United States couldn't possibly have more permissive firearms laws than it does now, nothing more could be done to coddle the gun lobby and tip the balance of our statutes away from law enforcement. Alas, you would be wrong." How is this tipping the balance of the statutes away from law enforcement? And, hey, you know what? We don't have permissive firearm law here in the United States, EJ. We don't. Because you and a whole bunch of other idiots, they don't understand what the Bill of Rights are, think that reasonable, common sense expectations and regulations can be put in place. You think that a suppressor... You watch too many movies. Stop watching Gross Point Blank. You think a suppressor is evil. You think a short-barreled rifle is evil. You think a fully automatic weapon is evil, even though a fully automatic weapon has a legal fully automatic weapon, a legally owned fully automatic weapon, has never been used in a murder when it is legally owned. And the one that has been was issued to a cop. So, no, we don't have permissive gun law. I have to, you know, if I go across the state border into North Carolina with my concealed weapons permit, which is unconstitutional to begin with, and I've been heavily vetted for, I got to worry about what's the difference between South Carolina and North Carolina. And I better not even try it with Georgia. So don't get out there and tell me how permissive gun law is in the United States. Please. I would really like that. Now, his idea, of course, he's not alone in this while he's sitting up there worrying. Gabrielle Giffords, anti-gun outfit, described the measure as the most extreme gun bill in America and complained that that moves Georgia out of the mainstream. What's wrong with enabling people to defend themselves? Nobody can explain that to me. Nobody can get out there and tell me why that's a bad idea. You know, Michael Bloomberg's sad money pit, the every town for gun safety. By the way they spell that is not grammatically correct. Did you catch that? It's grammatically, it would be every space town. That makes it all-inclusive across the United States. Every town would have to be the name of a city. Where do you live? Every town, USA. They're calling it unprecedented, and ever-hysterical David Frum vowed to think twice about flying through Hartsfield. And it's all very entertaining. but they haven't really adopted unusual groundbreaking law. What they have done is, in Georgia, what you have is a lot of different things, a lot of different elements of other states' laws in one state. That's what you have. It hasn't moved out of the mainstream. It has aggregated. Let's take Mr. Dion's objections. I'm sure he sweats when he writes about this stuff. You will be able to tote weapons into bars and their parking facilities if the bar grants you permission. I can't wait to see the next beer ad depicting a gunfight over who pays for the next round. Look, pal, you obviously exist in some parallel universe. I don't even know if that warrants if that warrants a response. If individuals carrying firearms into bars resulted in shootouts, we would be seeing it already. In every state except Louisiana and Montana, it's already legal for concealed carry permit holders to take their firearms into restaurants and serve alcohol. Montana only allows open carry in restaurants serving alcohol. Only 16 states, Arkansas, California, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, and Wyoming explicitly prohibit people who are carrying from entering bars. The state of Indiana requires visitors to abide by the rules of their home state, which is quite the novel. Quite the novel thing. But we're not hearing about the Doc Holliday confrontations. And he fails to mention that every single state in the union has rules governing how much permit holders may drink while in possession of a firearm, and that many states prohibit consumption at all. Funny, that little omission. He also writes, you might not have thought that the inability of people to pack while praying was a big problem. Georgia's political leaders think otherwise, so the new law allows people to carry guns in their houses of worship. True, congregations can set their own rules, but some pastors wonder about the confusion this provision will create, and those who would keep their sanctuaries gun-free may worry about being branded as liberal elitists. One of the things that he keeps pointing out is one of the things that they've done with this is they have enabled certain areas that have been gun-free zones by mandate to make it an optional thing. Okay? So these individual entities, these churches, these bars, they can decide whether to let people carry guns in there or not, and then It doesn't have force of law, but it does have force of you can't be in here. And most of your gun owners that do carry guns respect property, right? So if they're ejected for it, they might say, well, you know, I'm going to tell all my friends, but they'll say that on their way out the door. Georgia's law does not mandate carrying into a church. It merely allows individual businesses and churches to establish their own rules. Where versus any anti-gun law, which mandates, okay, orders, Georgia has given options. He argues that some pastors wonder about the confusion this provision will create. There have been plenty of shootings at churches. Now, the no gun signs, the whole idea of the way these things are looked at, the country is split on what they mean in practice. In Alabama, California, and a whole bunch of states, no guns notifications in businesses, private residences, and places of worship do not carry the force of law, which means that those who ignore them cannot be prosecuted merely for possession, which that should be the same way everywhere. In South Carolina, where I live, they do carry the force of law, but they have to make sure if they've got one on the front door and they don't have one on every way into the place, every way into the business, every way into the building, then it's not by force of law because they're not following the mandate as it is. And I know of, you know, I know of plenty of pastors that are getting on TV and saying, we can't have it. But I don't know of the individual churches that are doing it. Now, they're claiming that it's outrageous to allow individual businesses and churches to make their own decisions. That's interesting. While conservatives claim to hate centralization of power, this law wipes out a series of local gun regulations. The gun supremacists just don't trust those pesky local elected officials. With good purpose. Rights. We're not talking about parking on the street and what happens if you forget to feed the meter. We're not talking about littering or anything. We're talking about an enumerated right that is protected by the Constitution, given to you by God. And yes, these individual little fiefs should be told hands off, just like the federal government should be told hands off. That's what that's about. Then he goes completely false. People with a gun license who try to carry a weapon onto an airplane get a nice break under this bill. If they're caught with a gun at a security checkpoint, nothing happens as long as they leave the area. Try again. Watch out if you connect through Atlanta. at the checkpoint where you go through TSA, guns are strictly prohibited. The only place you can carry in an airport in Georgia is, you know, the non-restricted, non-secure area where the shooting in LAX occurred. He was going to the TSA checkpoints because that's who he was targeting, but he wasn't trying to get a gun on the plane. He just wanted to shoot at the TSA. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I cannot take this anymore. Everything I said before, all these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Afraid, bald, and dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next hour, Anthony Calandro, gun for hire out of New Jersey. We're going to talk about the Drake case that the Supreme Court seems to be reluctant to take up. And we're also going to just talk about things in New Jersey in general, which is I think one of the terms that Anthony uses for it is behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. But right now, you know, I opened up with this shooting in Kennesaw, which is should be one of the safer places to exist. And but it happened in a gun-free zone. And Georgia just passed what the gun grabbers are calling guns everywhere laws, which is actually just an aggregation of a lot of statutes that are on the books in various states. They're just not in all in each state, where Georgia comes in first on that one. And E.J. Dionne, this is a guy that sweats every time he sees a guy that's not wearing a necktie. Another thing he wrote is law and order goes out the window. As Niraj Chokshi noted in the Post, this statute gets rid of state requirements that firearms dealers maintain records of sales and purchases. Databases on license holders that span multiple jurisdictions are banned. Those who commit gun crimes must be chuckling. Can you find me now? This is where he, you know, this is more of him being disingenuous. This makes him a disingenuous anal orifice at this point. Georgia got rid of the state layer. The federal layer is still there. This was not ATF stuff they got rid of. This was Georgia stuff they got rid of. And, you know, those who commit gun crimes don't go out there and fill out Form 4473s. You moron. The ATF, the Form 4473, goes on as it has done since 1968. They're removing the second layer of records, thus bringing themselves into line with 31 other states, which is what every state should be doing. You might think that Georgia might be a little unwise to stop that, but it's certainly not unusual. Has law and order gone out the window elsewhere where they've done this? But he's not even done. This is the thing about these panty waist. I love that term. These guys that worry about everything. Because they apparently have great lung capacity. Or they type really fast. They must have mutated hands. He writes, Georgia thinks you should be able to take guns into government buildings that don't have screening devices or security guards. Second Amendment enthusiasts tend not to like tax increases, but as the Associated Press reported, the city of Vienna, Georgia, population 3,841, would have to shell out about $60,000 a year to increase security at city buildings. Do we raise taxes to provide the police protection, or do we take the risk of potential injury to our public, said Mayor Pro Tem Beth English, who also is president of the Georgia Municipal Association. Too bad if the gun lobby subsidy comes out of the school budget. Okay. This is working under the supposition. This is telling everybody that carries a gun in Georgia that if you go into a government building, you're going to become a mad killer. Or just put up one of those fine gun-free zone signs that works so well at the FedEx building, EJ. EJ stands for easily jerked. This makes sense if you presume that buildings without screening devices or security guards are at less risk if you put up a gun-free zone sign than if they don't, which is just ask the people at FedEx how well that works. It also presumes that allowing concealed carry permit holders to go into government buildings makes these permit holders more likely to shoot up government buildings, and that the only possible place from which the funds for such unnecessary guards could be taken is the school budget, which is also absurd, but typical, which is to say that if Georgia's government buildings have been safe up until this point, there is no evidence whatsoever to suggest they won't continue to be safe after this law has been implemented. This is pure emotional nonsense, and it should be ignored completely. This is typical for what they do over the last 25 years. If you look at their body of work, every time the opponents of the right to bear, every time something comes up, they behave as if every new law represented a return to the Hobbesian state of nature. It made some sense for the critics of concealed carry to forecast shootouts in the street in 1987, okay? Because there was little evidence either way at that time. But now, that claim is preposterous because it's almost ubiquitous. A couple of years ago, Pat Quinn, governor of Illinois, he predicted that the people of Illinois who bump into another accidentally at the grocery store when they flash. How many of you people bump into somebody at like a mall or a store and go, I've got to kill? But if they have a weapon on them, of course, then they're just going to go way out, you know, out there in left field, assuage their anger with their weapons. He made this prognosis even after 49 other states had already demonstrated that such things simply do not happen, and after the gun crime rate had fallen consistently for two decades. these guys, as far as their points, here's the problem with their points. For some people that don't take the time to examine certain things for themselves and examine both sides of the issue and then look at facts and figures and stats and everything else, this carries weight. This plays on fear. This makes you distrust your fellow man. Golly gee. I really don't have time to get into this, so I'm not even going to bring it up. Suffice to say, a writer for the Daily Beast went to the NRA convention. And that must have been awfully nerve-wracking for this brave individual. But we'll talk about him tomorrow, shall we? Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. I've got 14 of these left. There's 14 left on John Stankiewicz's desk at Battle Comp. We don't want you to buy anything. This is for a good cause. We want you to give a $100 tax-deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. Take that receipt that's generated by that, by their server that takes the money in. Email that to me at bill@lockandloadradio, along with your address and which Battle Comp you want. Then I forward that to John at Battle Comp. John has some Battle Comps already ready to go. Was that grammatically correct? Ready to go with the Lock and Load logo on them. So they'll be sort of unique out there. And at the end of the day, it costs you nothing. You're getting something valued between $159 to $249, depending on which one you pick. All for giving money to a good cause. They're saying, this is one thing about this shooter that's sort of tickling me. Somebody said, I think some witness there said that he was dressed like Rambo and had an ammo belt on his chest. Well, I don't know, and you know, maybe you guys know better than me, but every time I go to the gun shop, as often as I look for one, I can never find a belt-fed weapon for sale to me. And if you can find a belt-fed weapon, and apparently this was a 19-year-old kid that did the shooting, but if you find a belt-fed weapon, you can't afford it. You might be able to steal it, but most of these things are big clunky beasts. I don't know how he would have gotten into the FedEx facility dressed like Rambo, especially if he's dragging along a crew-served weapon. So my question would have to be, just as a matter of logic. Now, it may turn out he did show up in camouflage with the war paint, and, you know, it also said he had a knife. But how did he get in the door? How do you get in the door with a bandolier, not even a bandolier, a belt, and carry a shotgun? Why would you carry centerfire rounds with a shotgun? I don't get it at all. Poor hysterical people. Let's go into the next hour. Coming up next, Anthony Calandro on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.